Rising. It's just coming up to 11:29, and I'm joined in the studio by Anita McCarthy and Jane Keane from St Francis Hospice Choir. Last year, as you remember, the choir had a charity single of Mike and the Mechanics, In the Living Years, which got number one in the physical sales charts for 3 weeks. Did very well. Well, they're back to talk about
choirs with purpose. Yes, many choirs.
But tell everybody how this came about.
Well, we had such a blast last year with The Living Years. James Hawkins and Claire Cook, who organised the Living Years track, they obviously felt that they would like to get back to number one again this Christmas, and they worked with a number of choirs, so they had a big plan that they would bring together a number of choirs, epic songs and very important causes, bring them all together under the heading of We Will Stand Together, and hope to raise money, but more importantly awareness of the individual causes on that CD.
So how many individual charities are involved?
Well, in fact, I'm sitting here trying to count them all up on my fingers. Now, I think officially there might be 10 or 11.
Yes.
However, fact-checking here, the Hospices UK choir is actually comprised of God knows how many hospices.
From 45.
45.
Right.
45.
So it's not technically true that it's just 10, 11 charities. UK Hospice Choirs is made up of choirs, hospice choirs from across the country.
Yeah.
So it's huge.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. And so Jim and Claire were travelling the length of breadth of Great Britain, recording in different venues, all of the different songs, all of the different voice parts, putting that together. They had some livelies and things on the social media, and so here we are. Hopefully we'll have a finished product out.
I thought you were coming to sing live today. I was all excited. I thought there was going to be a huge choir. 400 people packed in the studio. But you might come back at Christmas and do some singing.
Whoa, that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
We do have a fantastic choir at the hospice. We're so proud of them. And they've been very busy this time of year, singing at sort of lots of events at the hospice, our Light Up a Life services. And so much going on. And they really are a really talented bunch of people.
Yeah.
And from all areas of the hospice, really. You know, it's just fantastic. We're really lucky to have our own choir. I work at the hospice, I work as part of the communications team.
Yeah.
And my job is all about raising awareness and letting people know about all the amazing things that happen at the hospice, because so many people still don't know about all the things that happen at hospices. They often still have lots of preconceptions that it might be a scary place or a very, very sad place. But there's so much happening there, actually. There's so much support for patients and families, and so many services that just really make such a huge difference to people at the hospice, in the community. It's fantastic. Mm.
Probably one of an army of volunteers that help to raise awareness and funds for St Francis Hospice.
Mm.
My own volunteering role is through the choir, and on that note, we're looking for new singers to go forward into 2018. So if anybody fancies coming to sing on the choir, come along,
maybe
contact the hospice. Yay!
You've got a very situation. I should do,
In the choir, probably represented many of the other professions and also volunteers. So there are therapists, there's a chaplain, there are counsellors, there are people from the offices, there are nurses, and
our chief exec,
Pam Court, name checking there.
Pam.
Oh, yeah, so it's a marvellous sort of microcosm of everybody and the retail sector.
Absolutely.
Michelle.
Mm.
Yeah. I think the We All Stand Together should go on first.
Okay.
As that's really the big message that I think even the hospice would very much like to sort of promote. So.
And we were saying, did you sort of go, really loud so you could hear yourself throughout the this single, just get your voice at the front.
Well, 1,400 singers on the We All Stand Together, but you absolutely can hear me in there.
Yes. And where did you record it? Because it's so great with technology now, you don't have to have 1,000 people in a room. You can record all in studios and everything mixed together.
This has been recorded throughout Great Britain.
Yeah, amazing project.
Yeah, and I went to a kind of secondary school in London, the other side of London, for our little bit of voice part, which was sopranos, because I'm a sort of first soprano. But other people in other choirs that make up the UK Hospices Choir, they would have gone to the Isle of Wight. Hello, harp on Isle of Wight. Name check somebody else there. and there are loads of people from Scotland. And Michelle Michelle McManus features on this actual track. So yeah.
And she was a winner. Was she from the pop stars? Was it Pop Stars or Pop Idol?
Pop Idol in 2003.
Yeah, and she's gone on to have a great career. She's absolutely well known so much. You might think she's disappeared. She's not. In Scotland, she's got a radio show. She does a one-woman show as well. I think she's actually written a book. She does loads. And she's got a great voice too.
She has got a very lovely voice. And with this track was wonderful as well. It's a Paul McCartney hit, and he gave his full blessing.
Yeah, the
very
frog song.
Yeah. So really fantastic all round. Really, you know, just a lovely thing to have coming out of Christmas as well. A real feel-good album.
Definitely. Yeah. You need to listen to the lyrics.
Right, so
very important.
We're going to play We All Stand Together by Choirs with Purpose, and we'll be talking about where you can get your copy and where the money's going to be going and why it's so important to raise money also for St Francis Hospice. Get a bit choked then. I got really quite choked. That was amazing. What an amazing track. You don't start me off. I mean, tears be honest. That was beautiful. You can hear it's real strings. You can hear it's a real band and the voices. It reminds me of it's got that Sound of Music appeal, hasn't it? It's like you could be out there just, you know.
Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that is fabulous. She must have been so proud. When people say they've sung on something, you go, well, yeah, I'll have a listen. But that is incredible.
Yeah, well, The Living Years was a great experience, but recording All Stand Together was a really joyous thing to do. And I think you can hear that in the tonal quality of the music that's been produced by James. Oh, it really is to his credit that he's produced something as very fine and beautiful as that.
So how many tracks are actually, because this is, before it was a single, this is actually an album's worth.
Absolutely.
Who's worked on the album and tracks?
I'll list a few. So there are at least 10 tracks, but possibly 11. There's a pop-up choir, of which I'm one, and we did a kind of rock number. But some of the other charities that were involved, there's a Pars Wood School, and they have been singing to raise awareness of the Manchester atrocity, really. So that's to help raise morale amongst them. They lost friends and things. There's the Games Maker Choir, who appear on big sporting events, and there's the Lewisham and Greenwich NHS Choir mentioned there. Something that made me feel really proud as well was the Cystic Fibrosis Choir, which is actually a virtual choir, because they can't meet together for passing on infection potentially. So everything was recorded on an individual basis and then put together by James. So, I mean, I could go on about all of the individual causes. Yeah. Obviously, we're here to talk about St Francis Hospice in particular.
So how many tracks are on the album in total, songs?
So I'm thinking there's 10.
10, there is 10.
Yeah.
And how much is the album? Is it available? Because when I looked this morning, it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon.
And Aldi are also supporting the great support from Aldi. So absolutely fantastic. So easily to get hold of. At the moment, it will be released on Friday.
Yeah.
But it can be sort of pre-ordered now. So we're just urging people, you know, get out there, please buy it, please download it, pre-order it. It really is a beautiful gift for Christmas for somebody. And obviously, and you are also, you know, supporting some amazing causes, in particular the hospice that we're here to talk about.
And is it, how much is it? Is it $6.99 or $10.99?
I've seen it advertised.
The price does vary. Yeah. The price will vary. There's different offers available.
Yeah.
But yes.
So if we talk about the hospice, it's very important. People don't often think about a hospice until you need one. And as we were saying earlier, people can get very frightened about what it's like in a hospice. And we're trying to dispel the fact that if you have a life-limiting illness, a hospice you are very lucky if you get a bed in a hospice rather than being in hospital. I know you have people that go out to homes as well. A lot of people want to be at home, or you go into hospitals as well. But with the hospice, the running costs, because I think if you've got, is it 25 beds or 20 beds you've got?
Well, 18 beds really that we use. So actually, there's always huge demand for our services. Mm. But as I said, it costs £21,000 a day to run our services. Yeah. That comes at the hospice, in the community. And a big part, obviously, we've got the care at the hospice with the inpatient unit, with those beds. Mm. But we have 85% of our care is actually in the community. Yeah. So that's a huge part of our services that people don't realise. We have a team of our community nurse specialists that will visit people in homes or care homes. Just really to give them the support they need for symptom control, because they are the specialists and they work very closely advising, GPs and other nurses.
Yeah.
They just, the huge amount of support available is incredible and it makes such a difference to people.
Yeah.
And again, all our services are provided free of cost to people in the community, but it does come at a cost. That's what we was really need to sort of, stress that.
So about
we
can only 11 million a year.
Absolutely. Yeah. 11 million. It's a huge amount of money, and, the support we get is incredible. And we do that through fundraising events, through people kindly leaving us legacies, that we get grants. But, the amount we need from the community is just huge, and we are lucky that we have such huge support, and we never take that for granted.
Yeah, and it isn't just the people with the life-limiting illness as well, their support for the families too. You have people that, so many volunteers that do great jobs with giving foot massages or pushing the nurse, I remember the drinks trolley around always makes me laugh. What are you drinking? I'm having a Baileys. Are you really having a Baileys? Yes, I'm having a Baileys. But there's so many people that get involved, and you do so much. You've got a fundraiser team there and you do so much throughout the year.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the next track, but what's coming up for you? I think, did you say bunny hops?
Oh, well, that was a little joke really, because the Santathon was cancelled on Sunday because of the really snowy and treacherous conditions. So that's been moved to March.
Yeah.
So I had an image of lots of Santas, but maybe with bunny ears.
Oh, I like that. Santa bunny hop. Try and say that.
Well, apparently this is the second time it's actually happened. Yeah. It happened in 2011.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us quite expected what we woke up to on Sunday.
Mm,
winter wonderland. Yeah. And it really was really not... It wasn't that we just really couldn't run that for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Lots of families and children. It's just, it absolutely wasn't appropriate.
Mm.
So it will be held again in, we're going to be holding that again. And in 2011, we had the Santathon, and it was gave people, it was a bit of an eye, an eye turner, head turner. But again, a huge success, and we're hoping people will come back again. So far, people are, have given us great support.
Yeah.
People appreciate why we had to cancel and showing that, they'll be back with us. So it'll be an interesting sight to see Santa running through the streets in March.
Yeah. Christmas has come too early. People can really have a good moan.
Yeah, they will moan him.
You know what people are like. This album is out. You can get it on iTunes and Amazon. The next song we're going to play is My Heart Will Go On, which is a beautiful song.
Yes.
Is this going to make me cry? It is, isn't it?
I'm it is.
It's going to make me cry.
It is. Because
who's doing the lead?
So, in fact, it's a Celine Dion classic. And the lead, I haven't actually heard who's singing on the lead. When we actually recorded it, everything was very, very hush-hush.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing who's leading. Oh. It won't be me, sadly, but James, if you need someone, let me know.
So did you actually meet the producer? James is a producer.
Oh, yeah, James and Claire are very accessible, and they attend absolutely everything. And it is like their baby.
Yeah.
The whole project has been really masterminded, produced, looked after and promoted at a sort of national level by James and Claire. Mm. And they've been really careful to make sure that they include all of the different causes.
Yeah.
So The Heart Will Go On, I think you have to think of the context in which it's been sung.
Yeah.
In the hospice, most most important thing, really, is that people do have the opportunity to think about the person that they've lost.
Yeah.
And I think The Heart Will Go On gives that message really clearly, that you want an opportunity to talk about the person that you've lost, or yeah. the memories that you've had and the memories that you share. So it's absolutely brilliant song, and it was a joy to make it.
And you can get it, as I said, iTunes, Amazon, check it out. It's also an Aldi as well, or Aldi, I can never remember how to say it. And it will vary, the cost will vary probably from about $6.99 upwards. But what sort of percentage is going to the charities, do you know?
Well, apparently all proceeds will be shared between the charities involved.
Brilliant.
So I think for the biggest thing for us is the awareness raising.
Mm, yeah.
It's really great to sort of, you know, get us out there, let people know, and such a positive connection for hospices, really, really help raising our profiles.
And a shout out to the website, because if you want to get involved with St Francis Hospice or you want to join the choir, there's loads of things to do throughout the year as well. And you can see all the services that they run. They've got a great website. So what's the website for St Francis? I get my words out there, guys.
It's sfh.org.uk.
Yeah. See, every time I say that, I get my
I'm
saying I'm going to say something very rude when I say it. Normally,
I've got a lisp. I wouldn't want to say it.
Thank you both for coming in. I can't wait to hear this arrangement. This is Choirs with Purpose. Don't forget, download. You can go and get a physical copy as well at Aldi's, and it will be available this Friday with the proceeds. All proceeds are going to be going split between about 10 of the charities, including St Francis Hospice. And there's over 1,000 people in this choir that recorded it all over the UK, and this is a song which is a beautiful song, which is My Heart Will Go On. Thanks very much, ladies.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For having us.
Thank
Lovely.
You, Em. Thank you.
I feel